Now, I'm delighted to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall that you're looking at a one-man map-making disaster this week.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very tempted to say, if anyone has maps that are signed by a man called Henry Joyce at home, throw them in the bin. But I won't say that because they'll date from around 1651 and may be worth money.
I think they are.
Absolutely. Well, Henry Joyce was a gentleman who lived in Ilford, in Essex, of course, at that time. Mm-hmm. No longer is, but it was then. And we don't know what Henry Joyce actually did for a living.
Not map writing.
No.
Writing maps, anyway.
No, definitely not, I would think, or he would have had a very short career. But his hobby was drawing up maps, and specifically maps showing the distances between different Essex villages. And he did this for a number of years and presumably was selling his maps. But unfortunately, when we've looked at these maps in the light of modern day calculations, it's been realised that Henry's map reading or map drawing skills had gone somewhat awry because his calculations were way out. And the modern conclusion is that if his map had been right, Clacton would be in the middle of the English Channel.
It sounds a bit like Apple Maps when they got something went wrong with theirs.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's said to be, and I don't know how much truth there is in this, but folklore says he is the origin of the expression an Essex mile.
Oh, really?
As being a mile, but not as you and I would know it. The calculations way off beam. And it's all thanks to Henry.
So how was he found out?
Well, I don't think he actually was in the 17th century. I think he was probably producing his maps and people were buying them. But in more modern times, when map drawing skills, cartography improved, people started to look at his calculations and wonder where he got these calculations from.
Dear.
And we still don't really know, but modern methods have ascertained, you know, certainly if you take Clacton as an example, it's in the middle of the English Channel, according to dear old Henry.
Right. Well, we won't use his navigational skills then. Okay, thanks very much indeed for that.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are we looking at next week then?
Next week, we're going to be looking at a local lady, sadly no longer with us, called Gladys Turbard, and Gladys was known as the Queen of Leyndon.
Oh, Queen of Leyndon. Not obviously not the Carnival Queen.
Definitely not.
Okay, thanks.